You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a vacuum? A vacuum is a space or a container or a volume that's empty. It's empty of all matter or stuff. The term perfect vacuum is used for a space that is perfectly or completely empty of everything. No atoms of air, no atoms of water, no atoms at all. In actuality, it's impossible to create or have a perfect vacuum. In the best scientific labs here on Earth, we can't make a vacuum chamber that's completely matter-free. Even out in space, there are still some hydrogen atoms. In the real world, only partial vacuums exist. How does one measure a vacuum? Scientists use some type of unit when they measure anything. Units would come after the number. For example, 10 miles or meters, 20 gallons or cubic centimeters, 30 degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius. Those would be the units after the number. The pressure inside a vacuum is what's measured. When the atoms of gas or liquid in a container or vacuum chamber push against the side, it creates a pressure. Some measurement units for pressure in a vacuum are in atmospheres, pascals, tors, or bars. So how does the machine we use at home for cleaning carpets, the vacuum cleaner, work? A vacuum cleaner uses an air pump to create a partial vacuum. The air pressure in the machine is less than the air pressure outside the machine, and air moves from higher to lower pressure. This is called suction. So a vacuum cleaner uses suction to pick up dust. Here's an activity to try at home. Make sure you have parents or a teacher to help out. Get an empty soda can, put about an inch of water in it, and then place it on top of a stove or a hot plate and turn it on high. When you see the steam coming from the top, it means that the water inside is boiling. The temperature and pressure has increased inside of the can. Next, use tongs or hot gloves. Carefully pick up the can and then very rapidly place it upside down in a bucket of water. Immediately, the temperature and pressure inside of the can decreases. The pressure of the water outside of the can is then greater than the air pressure inside of the can, and the can is instantaneously crushed by the pressure of the water. Pick up the can, and you'll notice that water will pour out of the opening. That's because a partial vacuum was created, and suction caused water to flow into the can. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of a vacuum. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.